This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And a titty. And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
Sorry.
Can you turn my headphones down is what I was asking?
Yeah, they're not that high.
Okay, well, hello.
Hi.
Of course, you too, stop.
That's a good way to start the podcast. Cat and the dog fighting.
It's going to be an absolute shit show, just as the world is right now. Right?
Yeah.
Right. This cat is so distracting. He's like this.
Kung fu fighting.
Yeah, so.
That was a fun blizzard.
Yeah, we're here to podcast because we have nothing else better to do. We lost power, but now we have power. Now we lost internet, so we're just like, screw it. Let's do a podcast. I wanted to do one earlier today anyways, so.
Thanks, Poudre Valley, for sending a couple of trucks and a couple of guys out in the middle of this shitstorm of a blizzard to fix our power.
And not only fix ours, but I think the thing said 2,900 other people were out of power as well. But we were like, it was like on off. It was like somebody's turning the light switch. On off, on off, on off, on off. And then it was just out, and I was like.
It was like a haunting in our house.
Because I told Kevin, maybe we should just go turn the power off in general because our house is like making a lot of noises.
Then all of a sudden the power goes out here. Burp,
burp. Which like, totally sounded like something Transformer downstairs. Blew up. Like to me where I was, it sounds like something downstairs and I was like, uh-oh. And then you were like, no, it was outside. No,
there's a very distinct sound.
I was in here.
I know, but I'm just saying there's a very distinct sound to like high current, high voltage arcing. Like there's a very distinct sound to that.
I didn't hear it.
I pretty much knew what it was. But thanks, Poudre Valley. Thanks all line workers and service and utility workers that are out working in this shit right now. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I mean we were out for a few hours, but it wasn't that bad. Both of us took a much needed nap, I think.
Oh, well, we're on the subject. I want to say thanks to all hospital workers and medical industry people.
Yeah, people right now at grocery stores, truck drivers getting the food to the places that they should be. I guess truck drivers right now are trying to like fight back because they're trying to close gas stations and trucker stops or whatever. Yeah. But they're trying to fight back because, well, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Stop off the side of the road and get gas out of a field? Like they can't do it like that.
As long as they keep the pumps running, it'll be all right.
Yeah, but I mean, they need to go pee and.
Thanks.
What's the point of a
chains.
Gas station, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy stuff. We're going to lightly talk on the subject because we don't want to go either direction. But y'all, everybody needs to quit hoarding the toilet paper.
Yeah, we went to Sam's Club the other day. And her and I have seen this stuff on the internet for a while. I always thought it was kind of a joke until that night we went to King Soopers. And we're like, holy shit, people are really buying out toilet paper.
Yeah, we went to King Soopers just to get ice cream. And like some little stuff because Kevin was going back to work. They didn't have hardly anything. They did have ice cream. So we got ice cream. But then we decided to go back to the store yesterday.
Yeah.
And like actually get stuff because piecing stuff together for us doesn't make sense when you have to drive 20 minutes to get to the store. So we actually got like meals that we could prep and like freeze and making sure that we're getting the things that we need because sometimes we don't always eat that well.
But there was a fucking line at Sam's Club before the door opened. It was like Black Friday status.
Yeah, and he said it wasn't even the worst of it.
No, he said they sold like set a sales record.
The corner. Yeah, Friday. The Friday before this, they had a sales record. But yeah, it's crazy. Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
I think we all just need to chill and listen to what we should be doing.
Just
right?
Basic hygiene, people.
Yeah, basic hygiene. But like, listen, if you need to be staying home, like, stay home. If you can't stay home, then do everything you can not to get sick and not to get other people sick.
Yeah, be like me.
Like Kevin's
have Lysol
saying,
wipes in your truck.
Yeah, like
wipe everything down every 30 seconds.
I have Clorox the house. We got special soap. Because I read that Dawn dish soap is not appropriate as like hand cleaning soap. So I got like actual.
Which is surprising to me.
Me too, but I just got one that is like special to like make sure.
You always kind of think really soap. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. I tried that. I don't even know what it's called.
It's Myers.
Myers, yeah. I mean, I've tried a few of their things. I don't know.
There's shit that I've been wanting to buy for a while for King Soopers. I just like their stuff. It smells good. Even though that hand soap's weird. Like, it doesn't like bubble.
No, but I kind of like it.
It doesn't lather.
I kind of like it, though.
I don't know. It's weird.
I just have been washing my hands so much that, like, it literally burns sometimes. Oh, yeah.
Raw from work.
Wash the tops of my hands. Like, they feel like they're burning off. I'm like, ew.
There's one thing that's for sure. Like, soap will keep your hands clean, but acetone kills everything. There's a couple times I'm on the floor, like, between label changes or shit hitting the fan. I'm, like, essentially washing my hands. Actually, not essentially. I am washing my hands in acetone. And then I'll go wash them like regular soap. My hands are so raw right now.
You're crazy. It happens. All this crazy. Everybody needs to take a chill pill. And then we'll make it through it. And yeah, I mean, all of us are freaking out about work and money and all kinds of stuff. There's a million things to be freaking out about.
Yeah, so I can tell you what people should be freaking out right now is not so much the virus, but the effect this is having on our economy right now. Like, the fact that we could be on the verge of, like, another depression or another recession. Like, we're 100 years in the past now. Like, this is the roaring 1920s again, all over again.
I don't know. But we get it scary. But shop smart. Ask your neighbors if they need anything. Especially your old neighbors.
Just show simple, basic human decency.
Which reminds
me. To your fellow person.
This isn't going to make me talk about this. I wrote it down. I wrote bananas and door.
The dude Sam's?
Uh-huh. I've seen more kindness since this has started, which is incredibly surprising considering everyone's freaking out on Facebook. Granted, you don't have Facebook, so you don't know. But I've sent you some stuff that is just freaking ridiculous. And people post every...
This is the best thing in the world right now. Not having social media right now is the greatest thing in the world.
Well, I mean, Facebook especially, because people are posting every freaking article. Not even necessarily are they reading it.
I mean, Reddit's kind of basically the same. Like, there's a lot of this stuff on Reddit, and there's a lot of articles on Reddit. But
it's goddamn ridiculous that you can't post something without being like, I'm a freaking defriend you.
Yeah, that's the nice part. Like, I think that's the nice part about Reddit is Reddit...
You're
like,
stuck with me.
Someone posts an article or like information on this, you can view that article without having to view that person's opinion on it. Like, unless you click on the comments and you read the comments that people are putting on there, you can essentially just look at it and go, hey, new article for about this from the CDC or from the WHO, and click on it, and there's no opinion to it. There's not someone saying there, if you don't agree with this, I'm gonna defriend you. Like, giving to social media, it's the greatest thing ever. But anyways, back to your story about bananas and
so I went kind. Before this all got extra crazy. I think it was Monday. I had to go get blood work done, and so I had to go down to Denver, and I went to the chiropractor too, and then went and saw our nephew Leo. But I went to go get Chipotle, and my sister just did a mobile order, and I went in and had to wait a few seconds, and then I was coming out, bags in one hand and keys in another, and I could totally open the door by myself. And this old guy had already come in and was like starting to walk to get in line. Went out of his way, walked backwards, and opened the door, and I was just blown away. I told Kevin, I was like, to see, like, I would be more surprised if it was a younger person, but an older person, like, it's pretty common for them to hold doors, but, like, for him to back up and go out of his way to do it was, like my mind was blown.
Well, it's kind of like when we were standing there getting ready to check out. Like, I let that lady in front of us, and we're going to let that old man in front of us, but that big group to the left of us let that old man in front of us.
Which I was surprised that they did, because, like, I didn't think they were going to.
Any other day of the week... Like, any other situation, you wouldn't be seeing that going on. Like, I'll have to admit, like, granted, 9 times out of 10, like, I probably would have not let that lady in front of me.
I mean, you do. Sometimes you do, though.
I know, but nine times out of 10. Like, I'm like, nope, I got to get my shit and get out. But, like.
But 9 times out of 10, there's not a line like that.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing. But then we're at Sam's, and Sam's is a shit show. So, like, we went on the earlier side hoping that we would
be funny.
Like, everybody. And it was just crazy. Like, people are. Not essential. They weren't running, but they were very swiftly walking to sections. And we were just there to get whatever we could get. And if we couldn't get it, we would deal with it. So we were getting like bread and chicken and all that good stuff. And I went over to the bananas to get some bananas, and they were all super freaking green. And I'm like, ugh, I don't think I want any. And there was a guy getting a bunch of bananas. Like, I don't know. He had so many. And I was looking and I didn't want to go by him because the whole social distancing thing. I'm like, I don't want to get too close. But he was like, do you want a ripe like thing of bananas? And I was like, sure. And he like went out of his way to pick a ripe set of bananas out of his cart.
Honestly, I thought he gave you a set of ripe bananas that he had.
Yeah, he had it in his cart already. And then I was like, what do you need all this stuff for? Because he said that ripe ones green ones were fine. He didn't need them to be ripe. And I was like, well, what do you need them for? And he said that something reptile something. And I was just like, Kevin was kind of standing off to the side and I was just blown away that this dude
I was keeping my own. I was staying the fuck away from people. Even though, speaking of like that whole thing that everyone was in a rush, it was really entertaining to see how sheepish people were. Because like one person started ground, like those 15-pound roll logs of ground beef, and all of a sudden everybody starts going there. And then you and I were talking about it on the drive back, and I was laughing that you went to the chicken wings or the chicken breasts and like no one had gone over there, and like someone was like, oh, hey, she's getting chicken breasts. Everybody, we're getting chicken breasts. And it was just like a zombie horde to the chicken breasts. And they were just like clearing shit out.
When I went to King's after we got back, I just was kind of like casually walking around. Like I didn't know what I needed because people are totally doing it at King's too. Like they would see you by the potatoes and they're like, shit, she's getting the potatoes. Like, stand there
like a bunch of prairie dogs. Huh? What? What's going on over there?
Which, speaking of prairie dogs, this is very random, but I was driving home the other day somewhere, and I think it was on 76, and there was a prairie dog upside down. He had been hit by a truck or something.
No, so yeah, you and like, I saw that.
No, it was different. I was by myself because I was definitely felt sad about it because I thought about running him over. No, because like,
there's a prairie dog on a 49 that was
then we must upside have, down. But like, we must have both seen this.
I was like, oh, that dude didn't make it far.
Driving separate, but yeah. I don't know. He's upside down. And he was like, meh. And I was like, oh, I feel so bad. Like, it's a prairie dog. I don't like prairie dogs, but what?
Oh, I'm just seeing if we had Wi-Fi back.
I was like, poor little dude. Somebody crush him at this rate. Like, don't let him be half roadkill, half not.
Why? He'll be feeding the
Yeah, so just kill him. Crow. Put him out of his misery. It's not fair to make him suffer.
Oh,
no matter what they are. It's not fair.
I thought he was already dead.
No.
No.
But yeah, in all of this, I think that we all should be very kind to one another and just fuck off.
No, I'm just laughing because that was like,
whoa,
talking about human decency. And then like also moving from like that to prairie dogs and then back to
everyone
be
like
kind. Please be kind. Rewind.
You said like a prairie dog. People were like,
oh, yeah.
And that's what brought the prairie dog thing up.
I just think it's funny. It was just like,
well,
and then you just got shit on my atlas over there. Yeah.
But in all this, just be kind to people and spend time with your family. How often, as stressful it is if you're stuck at home, how often do you get actually spend time with someone like that?
Yeah, where
you
can't,
like, you don't have anything to do. You don't want to be on social media. So just like enjoy it a little bit. Like we enjoyed it today.
Maybe played Yahtzee.
Yeah, we took a nap. We played Yahtzee. We're podcasting. We're just kind of stepping back a little bit.
Yeah, that's actually honestly kind of been kind of nice. I was just thinking about it. We were eating dinner because it's being like perfectly quiet. Like no TV on, no radio on, no music on.
Which is, I think people should, for social media, like Instagram's a whole nother world compared to Facebook.
Yeah.
But I think Facebook, you need to get on once a day and you need to be done with it. Or just completely take the app off of your phone and log into your computer once a day. Especially for business owners. Like that's how I'm finding a lot of my updates for what's going on with the government. But other than that, I don't want to be on there unless I'm posting something to be like, listen, this is XYZ, you know, because not everybody checks their email, like, that I'm sending them stuff to. So, yeah.
I don't think anybody checks their emails just religiously as I do.
Probably not, but
because I have zero notifications all the time.
Yeah, he's weird. Also, you don't own a business. You don't know the struggle of being Bruce Almighty, finishing all those emails, and then that shit just comes in like.
Well, it's just like emails.
Or just like, don't look at your email for a day on the business side of things. Your mind will be blown, all the things that you have.
Well, I was just laughing at I didn't have my work email on my phone for like that 2-week span. And then I'd forget about it at work. Unless I'm a supervisor, I don't really ever like need my email at work. So I'd forget about it and I log on. And there's like 2,500 email messages. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. And I have it back on my phone. It's nice.
Yeah. So social media, disconnect from that stuff. Just put it away.
Just everyone take it.
Instagram's
just step
fine.
Back.
Or unless
nice
like
quality step back.
Yeah. Unless you're going to like be doing something that is worthwhile or like we can laugh about the jokes with the coronavirus. I think they're funny. We all need to have a sense of humor in it, I think, because it is very shitty and people with mental health issues probably are going to have a really hard time right now.
I think we all should take it serious, but at the same time, it's just like people don't need to be living it 24/7.
I can turn your phone off, turn everything off,
and just take a fucking step back for a while, and just go back to just being like just normal.
Yeah,
just relax, calm down.
I just think about like I was thinking about this. Somebody said it was the world's way of taking a break because like the ozone stuff right now because people aren't driving is like way down.
That's what Aaron said at work. He's like, "This is Mother Nature's way of being like y'all motherfuckers need to calm down,
chill." Yeah, and I was thinking about that today. I'm like, it's no different in like. The power outage or the Wi-Fi being down or we just have shit cell phone service at our house. So if we don't have Wi-Fi, like your cell phone is not going to work very well.
Yeah. We have nothing.
So it's been nice to just like put it away and just not for a little bit.
It has.
Like the stress level I had before I took a nap was like here. And then I took a nap and I was like, and then I woke up and I got very stressed out again because they announced the whole thing. No studios, blah, blah, blah. So I got stressed out again, but then I just chilled out a little bit. I'm good now.
It has been like a very relaxing day.
Yeah.
Granted, like I didn't wake up till 1 o'clock, but I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but I was just like
bitch.
All over the place today. Felt very stressed.
Everyone knows that night shift sucks.
Your butthole. There's something wrong with your butthole, Atlas.
There has been something wrong with his butthole. He's had the squirts for the last few days. Don't be mean to my dog.
So yeah.
Your cat's farts are just as bad as my fucking... Your 10-pound cat's farts are as bad as my 90-pound dog's.
Where's that titty? Where's his titty?
Don't give my dog shit.
For no.
And like your dog over there, like his butthole smells any better?
Oh. They don't make fun of me, okay?
I'm not making
fun
of
you. We all got
stinky
buttholes.
I'm just saying, like, don't give my dog shit.
Yeah.
So I want to know. So we were talking about this earlier, and I think I was like... Just waking up, there was something going on. I really wasn't like fully paying attention. I think it was I don't remember what it was.
Anyways, get to
it. So you're talking about the buying chickens that are adult?
Yes. So there's a lady in Fort Collins that she raises the chickens to where they're laying eggs.
Yeah.
So you skip the baby age because, you know, the baby age is rough. Like you have to have them inside, all that stuff until they're ready. So you're getting chickens that are ready to lay and they're like $25 a piece, which is
nothing.
And then you just have to bring them home and they're like, she said they're raised to be hardy. So basically cold weather doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about that. It's like,
cause I was like,
I mean, it'd be more beneficial to us. Yeah.
Talked about eggs.
Yeah.
And wasn't really willing to give it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was thinking it would be, I mean, I know family would want it and you're not going to get the eggs for free. Let's just be real.
I would hook them up with eggs though.
I wouldn't. I would charge them a small fee.
Yeah.
$3. Yeah.
Oh.
$3 for eggs that pays for some feed.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to the store and the eggs last twice as long.
Because Mike's eggs
in the fridge.
Mike's eggs are fucking good.
They're supposed to last 2 to 3 months from hatching.
Yeah, but America,
and we get eggs.
Like, I don't know if we've had that discussion on this before or not.
That are two to three months old already, and then they dye them, so they're white.
Yeah,
but they'll last on the counter. I put them in the fridge because I think putting them on the counter is just weird.
But the thing is, we're the only country that doesn't. The only country that puts them in the refrigerator.
I understand.
Like they do better on the counter.
I'm already weird about eggs.
You are already weird.
I had eggs the other day. Brandon made me his eggs. I said,
but Brandon's eggs are amazing.
I know. And that's what I told him. I said, Kevin loves your eggs too. But he was going to make breakfast after Leo's newborn photos. And I was like, oh, I'll eat the eggs that you make.
Well, it was funny because I finally texted him back. I said, don't be mad at me. And he just says, it's fine. I just wanted to quarantine with you.
Oh my God. That's not gay.
Gotta love my brother-in-law.
Yeah, so our life is going to look a little different right now. We're just kind of...
I mean, it's pretty much the same.
I mean, you're still going to work, but all my work stuff is on halt.
We were deemed an essential service and product by many
governments. Which I'm not mad about. Are you mad about?
No, I just think it's... I mean, I think it's hilarious that, like, for, I don't know, for a lot of us at the plant, like, we know that. Like, we know... Like our Lumitech side, like I said, they're running a shitload of water right now. That's a good majority of their business is water. Like our 12-ounce line on line two, shit hits the fan, natural disasters and stuff like that.
Natural disasters.
Oh, don't you know?
natural
disasters just and stuff up like where that. We are. Like we switch everything over there and we start running water.
Yes, but our life is going to look a little different. We are doing things a lot differently than normal.
I think we're being smarter.
Yeah, I think all these changes that everybody's having to make is in like a positive way after all of this. Like, I think no matter what, we're all going to do things differently.
It'll be a good way for like society to do like a reflect on itself.
Yeah.
Like, especially with like the whole fucking freak out over toilet paper and just like the mass hoarding that's going on with this. That like once it's over and it's done with and it blows over, then everyone just kind of sets back and it's just like, we should have handled that so much differently. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope people that are doing the hoarding or like people that are buying this shit and they're selling it for overpriced on Amazon, take a look back and say, I sit there and bitch and moan about, you know, some healthcare company taking a $5 medication and selling it back for $1,000. I'm essentially doing the exact same thing right now in a time of need. Like, I hope people just take a step back and just be like, I'm an asshole.
Well, and some people are like putting the toilet paper in, like they'll have extra toilet paper and I saw they were putting it in King Super's bags and like giving it to whoever. You know, but
hey man, I got some paper, man.
Yeah. But they were just giving it, which is nice. Like, and I told our neighbors, I was like, if you guys need Clorox wipes, like we have 3 tubs of them. We can make it work.
Yeah.
I'll make homemade ones if I have to, like buy bleach at the store and make homemade ones. Like there's a lot of things you can do to, you know.
Yeah.
But like just everybody chill a little bit. But I think that in the end, it will make us all do things a lot differently.
I just hope it makes us nicer to each other.
Maybe think less about ourselves and more about the whole picture.
I mean, I can definitely tell you, like, my favorite part of this whole thing is driving to work. It's like Colorado,
yeah,
like 1998. Like, it's desolate. It's empty. Like, cruising down the highway. Like, I don't sit in traffic at all. Like, that part of it, I'll say selfishly, I'm enjoying people being quarantined and not having to go to work.
Speaking of not having to go to work, I wanted to talk about this. Kevin can't speak much on this one, but I got it. I'm here. I got this. But working from home is a whole new world of things. Like, people think it's glorious. It literally is the hardest thing you can possibly do in your entire life. I have never struggled more in my entire life than when I had to start doing stuff from home.
Is that like because of the conversation we've had before about like working from home, you're your own boss, so there's like no motivation factor behind it? Like there's not someone giving you a time frame or a timeline and saying, hey, you got to get this done
there's
by
no
now.
There's no supervision. So like when I used to go into work every day, I knew I had people, they're watching me. Yeah. And granted, I'm very much like, I get shit done. Like, I'm not about to sit there and do nothing all day. Like, I get shit done. I got my job done, you know.
Should I wish I could work from home?
You don't. It's honestly fucking horrible and fucking great at the same time.
I don't want to do my job from home.
Well, you can't, but.
I'm not bringing home shit to make cans on my days off and work from home.
Yeah. So working from home, some tips that I have decided to put together, and I'll probably put out like a blog post because I'm trying to do blog posts on our rural life stuff just to help boost people. Quit playing footsie with your dog.
He's stretching.
But first off, I would say make yourself a schedule. Like I'm pretty religiously, I get up about the same time each day. And get like go and make coffee, take meds, you know, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff. Like, I get going, feed the dogs on certain days, like, depending on your schedule.
I just wake up and I'm hungry.
Yeah. So you make yourself a schedule or routine that you can follow. It doesn't have to be super crazy, but, you know, start at X super time, be downstairs in your, or be in your office, not downstairs, because not everybody's office is downstairs. Yeah. Go downstairs at 10 a.m.
Well, I don't know. That could work either way, though, because not everyone lives in a ranch. Someone could be having a three-story house and their bedroom's in the top story.
I was like,
their bedroom's upstairs, so they got to get up and go downstairs to the main floor to the office. So that could work.
But yeah, make a schedule or a routine. Get dressed or kind of dressed. Fuck off.
I just almost spit my whiskey everywhere, all over the place.
Fuck off. For me, I go downstairs in very comfy clothes. Generally like a nicer shirt than what I slept in, and then like warm sweatpants because it's fucking cold downstairs.
It is cold downstairs.
Like I have a blanket in the chair and a heating pad and normally coffee to like somewhat try and stay warm.
She comes upstairs and she'll touch me with her cold hands like a fucking White Walker.
Yeah. So get somewhat dressed, and it doesn't, you don't have to be, you know, be comfy. If that's what makes you work, then be comfy. I know I'm not going to sit in yoga pants and work because it cuts circulation off my legs because I like to sit crisscross, so it don't work that way. But get comfy or get, like, somewhat appropriate. Some people, you know, party up top or
go fucking mullet status, man.
Business up
go
top.
Go mullet status with your clothes.
Party on bottom. I mean, I've heard this a lot. Amber, if you listen to this, you're a perfect example of that. But, yeah, get kind of dressed in the morning. Make your coffee.
Wait.
I'll explain in a minute. Just let me finish this out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so make your coffee, take your meds. Make yourself a little breakfast. I generally get coffee and all that stuff, go downstairs and then come up and get breakfast and then come up and get lunch. And
you're like me, you can't like eat right away.
Yeah, like I literally can't.
Your mic just fatted.
I literally can't. But yeah, take breaks, like schedule a timer on your phone that every 45 minutes you take a quick little 5-minute break, just stand up, stretch, walk around, stream shows on your phone if you can, like just put.
You do that a lot.
Yeah, I go through so many shows, or listen to music and put your phone in disabled mode or do not disturb or whatever the hell it's called. And then listen to music and jam out and you'll be amazed how much you get done. Or
message.
If you can't. Obviously, turn your phone off because some people need their phone. Then, you know, just turn her over or something. Check her every 45 minutes. Definitely take lunches and work until X time and be done. Call it a day. Come upstairs. End your night. Those are the probably best things I can say. And also, working from home is hard because of all of this. Do you see these doggies? We gotta go poop, pee, play every 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's why
you ain't getting nothing done.
That's why I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. So yeah, that's all I got.
Every time I close my eyes, I was like, I'm gonna shit myself.
So that's all I've got for really tips on working from home. But yeah. Anyways, the story about Amber.
Yeah, so what's up with mullet clothes?
Amber.
Mullet fashion?
Amber didn't. Amber went to get. She got in the bath, okay? And her phone starts ringing. And it's a wedding consult that she did not remember she had. So she rushes and gets out of the bathtub and puts a shirt and just wraps a towel around the bottom and has this video call.
All right.
And I was very impressed that she's ready to go. So we joke. You just got to have that top part ready, presentable, good to go. Bottom part, you could be naked if you want. You could be naked.
You probably would.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like clothes.
I don't like clothes, but I would not take that risk because I know accidentally the inferno would like hit the phone and it would be like, is that your butt? No. It's not my butt. Nope. Nude leggings.
Hairy butt.
No. No. Stop there. Stop there. But yeah.
Random.
I know. Just what you get when you work from home. You get a lot of weird stuff. And it's very hard. And no matter what people say, I know you think that I just fuck around sometimes.
You pretty much fuck around all the time.
And I do fuck around sometimes because it's very hard to get like in a zone. In the zone. Especially when you can clean, do laundry. Like there's all these things you could do.
Yeah.
And some days I'm really good at it and some days I'm really bad at it. And I'll admit. Like when you're on nights, fucking hard to do anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to sleep.
Like I said, you're on nights. I'm working all day, and then I'm done working. You go to work, and then it's like I don't want to fucking clean now.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I want to go to bed now.
Yeah, that's the worst part about being on nights is my schedule is so opposite of everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Makes life hard.
Yep. But a part of our real life, we're gonna be sharing recipes.
Speaking of recipes, I really, really want to start making bread.
Anyways, Kevin, just gonna go off.
No, like, no, it would go like I can get good at it and share how to make bread.
He would have to actually do it more than a couple times.
There's no fucking flour at the grocery store right now. When we went to King Supers,
we have so much flour here.
Yeah,
buddy. You could make so much dough right now. It's not even funny.
Nice, let's do it. Let's make some French bread.
There's no let's in this. You do it. It's all
fine.
You.
Fine, I'll do it.
There's no me.
Do it time I get up tomorrow.
Two.
Probably.
So yeah, we're going to be sharing. We shared a chili recipe. It was delicious.
There's no we in this. That was all Corey. Okay. And that shit was good.
Shared and made a chili recipe. And it was very, we didn't have diced tomatoes. We didn't have beef broth. We didn't have something else. And it actually turned out really, really good.
Yeah. It's
it could have had a little bit more spice in my opinion. But yeah. But like, I think it was like a very, it had a little bit of heat to it, but.
There's just a lot of flavor in it.
Mm-hmm. You could add some more stuff.
It's so good.
But yeah, I shared that on the blog this morning. So you can check that out. And hopefully you got some things in the house. The goal was to share how it should be made and then how we made it. Even though it was really good how we made it. And it wasn't how we were supposed to make it. But I also added in the things you should use versus what I used.
I think our dogs are dead.
Probably. They've had a rough day. And just easy meals, I guess, we'll be sharing.
Yeah.
Kind of just see what happens.
We love our crock pot. Easy pot.
Pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Crock pot. Pressure cooker.
Whatever the fuck it is. We love that thing.
We do. And then people were all... shoot. I dropped my pen. It's not coming.
People were all... boop.
Bloop. 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 That's one of my favorite noises. Whoa.
Can't remember what the noise you was. Noisy was.
Noisy was.
Couldn't remember what noise he was making. Out in the kitchen before this.
My hip just popped.
You're making some noise out in the kitchen. You're like, I like that noise.
I think you're tripping balls.
No, you were.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
People had also asked, we put a thing on our photography page about people asking us what we're trying to do to stay healthy. Personally, wash your freaking hands.
Going to work. So I'm doing to stay healthy.
No. No. Yeah, wash your freaking hands. I take Emergen-C every morning and Arbonne Mind Health. Just makes me feel good. No brain fog up in the hood.
Nice rhyme, bro. Nice rhyme.
Hey. Up what's grabbing. You need me to call a tow truck.
So I love how when I say like dad jokes, you're like, you're an idiot.
It took me a moment retarded. To get it, though.
Like, you were laughing so hard on that. So hard
on
that.
It was one I had not heard before. It was very good.
I know, but it is not one I've heard before.
Kevin's so offended right now. That I
know,
don't
I am.
Bust out a dad joke right now.
I don't have any right now.
Can't think of one.
I'll give you a minute.
So, yeah, we're taking our emergency immune boost in the mornings. I am forcing Kevin to also.
I'm taking a vitamin.
Yep, I take a one-a-day vitamin, too. Kevin takes a regular vitamin.
I bought the one-a-day vitamin a while ago to start taking it to get healthier.
Yep. Lots of fluids and water. We got Gatorade. We got electrolytes. We're doing all the things we're trying to eat better and more because we definitely skip meals quite often.
Yeah. We're munchers.
Yeah. And Yep. Elderberry is a good option. It's kind of gross. I don't really like it a lot, but you're Googling dad jokes. That's not fair. Yeah. No, wait. No. Let me finish.
This one was awesome.
Yeah, elderberry is an option too. Get some freaking sunlight. Just because you're quarantined does not mean you cannot go outside. Go outside. Get some sunlight on your skin. Not today because there's a freaking blizzard going down. Yeah. We're also using a humidifier. Kevin can speak.
Yeah, I love that thing.
Kevin can speak that he was feeling a little phlegmy.
A little phlegmy, and I lost my voice the other day.
Yeah, after work, which is not surprising because he yells a lot.
I do yell a lot.
But the humidifier is supposed to cut back on like 99% of whatever you got going on. So it just helps clear things out in your respiratory system. Oh, so that's a good thing right now with the coronavirus is clear that respiratory system out. And thirdly, I can say, or fifthly, 19thly, I don't know where I'm at. But anyways, dad joking.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece. I got to go back up to the top. This one's my favorite. Today my son asked, can I have a book, Mark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old and he still doesn't know my name is Brian.
I just spit that one.
My wife is really mad at the fact I have no sense of direction, so I packed my stuff and write. I like that one.
Wait, what? Say it again.
That's a perfect dad joke right there. My wife is really mad at the fact I have no sense of direction, so I packed my stuff and write. He's got no sense of direction. It's supposed to be I packed my stuff and left.
Brian one's my favorite so far.
I was just listening to the radio on my way into town. Apparently an actress just killed herself. Oh my, who? I can't remember. I think her name was Reese something. Witherspoon? No, I was with a knife.
Okay.
Hold on. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
No.
The Secret Service isn't allowed to yell, get down anymore when the president is about to be attacked. Now they have to yell, Donald Duck!
Wow. The level of I keep joking about spit. Your level of excitement was a little disrupting.
I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
You're so stupid.
Do you even understand that one?
No.
So I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know which one came first, the chicken or the egg.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
That was pretty funny.
No.
That's why they're called dad jokes. I know I'm terrible. Not a dad, but I'm a dude.
They're freaking funny sometimes. But this sometimes they're just like, why? Why? Okay.
What else can you do when you're a dad?
Clearly not joke.
Can't yell. You can't say dick jokes anymore. You got to come up with like PC jokes.
You can say whatever you want. Look at Eric and Justine. Yeah. Perfect example.
Two badassery kids.
What?
So they have two badassery kids.
Okay. I was so confused what came out of your mouth just a second ago. Lastly, in this topic of coronavirus is support your goddamn small businesses.
Yeah,
if you weren't doing it before, you need to be doing it. Axel, get out of the cat box.
Like it's
if you weren't doing it before, you need to be doing it right now.
Like people go to fucking Brooklyn's next to the Pepsi Center. They got good food. Go support them. You got any small businesses like that?
I love that is like the freaking thing.
Yeah, because no, it just made me think of it because. It's just one of those places, like, I know.
It's not even just that, because we are quarantined right now. Find something local to you.
Well, that's all I was going to say.
And
is just
take out.
Like, support the shit around you. I know yeah. Domino's has got a fucking deal going on right now for, like, 50% off any pie.
Woody's.
Fuck that.
Woody's has takeout right now. Go to fucking
don't
Woody's.
Go to Domino's. Guaranteed you got some fucking mom and pop pizza joint in your neighborhood and your area that's
actually,
10 times better
I saw
than Domino's.
This. I don't know where it was, but a pizza joint. Is giving boxes with dough, pepperonis, cheese, and all that stuff, and people are taking it home, and then they have to make the pizzas themselves. So it's a way to get
take
people like, no, they have to make the pizza. It's dough, and all the toppings, and they have to make it. It's not just in there and then you put it in the oven. You have to assemble the pizza.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I want to make my own dough.
Okay, but anyways, they're trying to make creative ways to get people to, first off, just get out of the house, support them.
Like, I know.
Go back home and entertain.
I know the big shit's easy because I got apps and shit like that, and you don't have to talk to anybody, but man, support your local business.
Like here, Noco Nosh, I don't know if it's running right now. Excuse me. I don't know if it's running right now, but...
I just heard that my headphone was like, what the hell is that?
Noco Nosh is like DoorDash, but it's all local Noco-based restaurants. Yeah. So that's a good option. I don't know if they're up and operating right now.
Probably.
But it's better than DoorDash. I know DoorDash is making it so they go pick up the food and then they drop it at the door so you don't have like any interaction with them. But I don't know if that's still happening. But yeah, support your restaurants. Support your hairstylists. Hairstylists and nail techs just got a huge hit too, where they're closed down until April 30th. Bars, breweries.
Breweries pubs. Are still open. Tap rooms are closed.
Yeah, but you can't go sit down. It's still affecting them.
But they can still can it.
Yes. It still affects them majorly because they're not having people come sit down. So if you want a beer, instead of going to the liquor store or whatever, go to your local brewery and get some beer from them and just support them and help them make it through this time.
Like that, or go bring beer to them.
And the other day I said this on my Instagram. I said, when you're getting takeout from a restaurant, snap a picture of it before you eat it. Go write a review. Reviews will do wonders for business. And for me, I'm constantly reviewing.
Yeah.
Like, I think I have so, like, Google, I got like a local guide level of 90.
You're a Google master by now.
Yeah. Like, I think our photos have like 150,000 views.
Jesus.
Because of the stuff I take. And we're going to touch on the subject of photographers because it's a good topic too. We are affected as well.
You guys are affected.
Hugely, because we are going straight into our wedding season and we're getting the kaboot.
I was talking to Bucky because Bucky's wedding was supposed to be next week. And they had to move it. But I asked him about it. I was like, you can't sort of move it. And he's like, no, he's postponed it till August. But we're using the same vendor. Same photographers, the same
which
food,
some people are not
same
doing
alcohol,
that. Like,
everybody, we're just saying, hey, we're moving the date. This is the next open available date at the venue. This is what we're taking. Everyone shift your shit to this date.
Which, don't just do that. Have a discussion with all of your vendors and where they're at with dates. And if not, like, we'll figure it out. We're not here to, like, make your day any worse than it already is. If you're having to postpone your wedding, like, no one wants to postpone their wedding.
But it was just nice they didn't cancel everything.
Yeah, but that's what people are doing right now. And I personally haven't been affected by it. I have some pretty great clients, I can say, that they are just asking questions and are concerned. And they're like, what are our options if XYZ happens? And we're just laying it out as we go. So that's very nice. But I can say I know a lot of other people that are being affected pretty rough right now, where clients are completely asking for full refunds on deposits, which are retainers, honestly. They're not even should be considered a deposit. They're retainers that are non-refundable. And photographers aren't even able to pay their own bills. And then they're having to come up with money to refund. And we all do our own business differently. So it sucks. But postpone your stuff. Talk to your vendors. Don't cancel. Reschedule. We're very flexible. We'll figure it out. And to support your photographers, again, just like anything they're putting on social media, share it, comment, keeping our algorithms up, which make no sense to most people, but
no.
Keeping that up is the best you can do for us. So when we do get back and going again, we don't have to fight that. Share stuff. If you can buy a gift certificate, buy a gift certificate. You can buy fine art stuff, buy fine art stuff. But me personally, I'm not expecting you to fork out money you don't have.
Yeah.
Because if I don't got money, you probably don't got money. And if you got money, you're probably just feeding your family. So,
like, I got money. Do I have money?
No.
Like, I don't know.
No. None of us technically have money right now. We're all just like, well, financial status, very poor. Yeah, incredibly insignificant.
My stock in my 401k. I'm taking a huge shit in the last week.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. It is. It'll come back. It is. And then when this is over, we're all going to be like, man, that was some shit.
Hey, the nice part of the stock is, though, is I'm still buying the same amount of, like, money worth of stock. But since stock's going down in price, I'm now buying more stock. So when stock comes back, I'll have more money in stock.
And then we're going to rip that bitch. We're going to rip that Band-Aid. Put that shit in savings.
That's what the stock is, the savings. You just let
we're
going to
put
there.
It in savings that nobody else can touch. We can take part of it.
A pen.
We can just. We can take part of it. We can leave some of it.
Don't,
we just take a little part of it.
Don't look at me and grade my reaction like a teacher.
Negative 25 over 100.
So I got a 75? That's awesome.
Negative. You went into the negatives.
Well, negative 25
minus
over 100.
Minus 25.
Is, yeah, so out of 100.
Oh, fuck.
Out of 100, what? It's only 75. That's still.
Negative 125 over 100?
You can just say.
So you were 25 under?
Yeah.
Kevin's like, she's fucking retarded.
Why did I do so bad?
Why did I do so bad? I don't know.
Thought I did good.
Don't fuck with the teacher.
You ain't teaching shit.
I'm teaching you right now.
I don't think anybody's teaching anybody right now. It's me teaching you.
No.
Yeah.
I taught you what you could do for a small business. I taught you how to work from home. Things you can do to stay healthy. I'm teaching you how to make a freaking chili recipe. I'm teaching all the things. Now,
put your wand down, Harry.
I wish Inferno could have had a wand earlier when he was going. I wish he could have just been.
Oh, when he was conducting. Oh, sweet Jesus. I wish. Hopefully that's on video. Is that time lapse or is that video?
It's on time lapse.
We're going to have to start doing video with that. So people could like reference the audio with your actions right there.
I mean, they could slow it down.
No, it's all off.
I'm just dipping my toes into this video thing.
That's not a video. That's time lapse.
It's still a video.
Ish.
Don't fucking argue.
It's a bunch of pictures.
That's gross. Because we are going to start vlogging more. We're going to start vlogging more. And when we start doing house projects and outside projects, we're going to make them time lapses and videos and all that good stuff. So I'm just dipping my toes in, okay?
Alice, you want to say hi?
Rawrus. He says I licked his mic.
Yeah. He already said hello. He licked the mic.
Rawrus. He likes it when I say his name like that. Rawrus. He's getting a head scratch right now. He don't give an F about nothing.
He doesn't care about anything minus me when I'm around.
But yeah, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B.
Yeah, and this time, y'all need to wrap it
up. Wrap that shit up.
Because somebody going to have a baby. Yeah, I don't know who it is, but someone's going to get pregnant.
We don't need a population slight decrease involved, followed by a
boom.
Population massive increase.
And honestly, I'm going to touch on this subject because I know this touchy subject. I'm just going to say
wrap
it.
That shit up.
We aren't saying jokes about baby booming. If you have trouble getting pregnant, I am so sorry. But maybe quit thinking about it. And go and don't wrap it up. Maybe have a baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just relax.
Or to go do a boudoir session with Amber Braxton because she's gotten 3 people pregnant that have done her couple's boudoir. One of which went through a bunch of infertility stuff and then got pregnant from the session.
Or just have me over for drinking.
Or just have Kevin over for drinking. The combination, drinking, boudoir photos, like you're inevitable to get pregnant.
Two friends might have been pregnant because it resulted in me drinking with them.
Eric and Justine were not.
Pretty close.
No, they were
going
like,
down
let's
to
do
drink.
We, not me. This was before me.
Yeah.
Hey. You probably got to poop. But
Your turn, yo.
No, I took him out. Hey, two times before that. I
took him out from 12 o'clock till 3:30 in the morning.
And I had to do that the other night when you weren't home, huh?
That's not my fault. I'm at work. Both of us here.
That's your dog. That is your dog.
I lost and I won in Yahtzee. That's part of you losing in Yahtzee. Okay.
Whatever you say. But yeah, in this time, let us know if you need anything, especially those older people. Let us know if you want to touch on a certain topic. And just, most of all, keep your mental health together.
For the love of everything, holy, just be kind, people.
Yeah. Don't just take
care of each other.
Don't just push a button. But if you would like to see our recipes and all that good stuff, most people are on Instagram, so you can go to the G's Rule Life Instagram page, and that will take you to our website. If not, it's www.thegsrulelife.com. And yeah, we're just going to try and share some good things, good, useful things to help during this crazy time.
Even outside of these times, they'll help. They're useful.
Yeah, they'll be there forever. Lasagna roll-ups, that recipe is worth $1 million.
Yeah, they're so good.
Dollars.
So good.
And yeah, I'm going to try and do some stuff on sharing small businesses. So if you have a small business, send us your business. And we're down to share so people know what to look for and all that good stuff.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows.
Yep.
Like, subscribe to us. Listen to us.
Review us.
Check us out. And be nice. Good luck. Stay safe out there, everybody.